Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. On this day, December 2nd, 1950, the Committee of Ladies held its annual fundraising bazaar for its 125th anniversary. The venue selected for this year's most momentous and festive event was the Drill Hall. To understand the importance of such a celebratory activity, one must understand the committee's long legacy. More than a century prior, social welfare for the masses was not regarded as a priority, leaving those living in poverty and suffering from infirmity due to old age or other circumstances to neglect. Out of this unfortunate reality, the Committee for Maintaining the Home for the Indigent, Sick and Infirm was born in September 1826 by a group of kind-spirited ladies who were determined to look after such individuals in need. The maintenance of charitable institutions and organizations in Barbados would not have been possible without the generosity and support of Barbadians. In conjunction with thousands of dollars in public expenditure, the gifts of kind and coin helped to keep these organizations alive. In modern times, the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, various churches, and the Salvation Army have stood in the gap to tackle the problem of poverty, a physical testimony of the benevolent spirit of the average Barbadian. The annual bazaar was held on the first Saturday of December, which was rather befitting as it ushered in the festive holiday season. It habitually offered an evening of grand entertainment with performances by artists of class along with games for the children. In fact, according to the advocates, the fundraiser had always set a standard that other events had found difficult to surpass, and this year promised to be no different, as the highly anticipated and charitable 125th annual bazaar took place on this day, December 2nd, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.